This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations held a climate conference Monday, one day before the start of the annual UN General Assembly. But the speaker's list was an exclusive one. The Secretary General said national leaders without a strong plan for fighting climate change need not apply to speak. One speaker, teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, made an indelible impression on her audience. She aimed harsh words at an audience that included dozens of world leaders.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
U.S. President Donald Trump, while in New York, was not one of the speakers at Monday's event. Instead, he hosted an event on religious freedom.
Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
Trump said protecting religious freedom is one of his administration's highest priorities.
We ask the governments of the world to honor the eternal right of every person to follow their conscience, live by their faith, and give glory to God.
The Trump administration has been criticized for closing the door to an increasing number of people claiming asylum from persecution in their home countries. But Trump told attendees at the meeting that the United States will always be a voice for victims of religious persecution. No matter where you go, he said, you have a place in the United States of America. You can find more on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing to choose one of two election frontrunners to form a coalition government. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. He said that either there will be a minority government based on those who praise attacks on Israelis, or there will be a broad unity government. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. President Rivlin, who has to task either Netanyahu or Gantz with forming a government, has made it clear that is the outcome he prefers. But Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations and is likely to be indicted in the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is in its second week. AP auto writer Tom Krischer reports there's been some progress, but no end in sight.
They're hung up over wages and profit sharing, temporary workers, the use of them, and trying to get them a path to being full-time workers. They're also haggling over what to put in plants that GM wants to close. There are four of them, and they're trying to figure out that.
Global travel company Thomas Cook has shut down, leaving hundreds of thousands of vacationers stranded. Reuters' Caroline Malone has that story.
Hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers are stranded around the world after travel firm Thomas Cook went under. The head of the British Aviation Authority says they're working with the government to bring 150,000 people back to the UK. Thomas Cook runs hotels, resorts and airlines for 19 million people across 16 countries. And with 600,000 people currently abroad, a huge rescue operation is needed. The firm had been struggling with £1.7 billion worth of debt. Chief Executive Peter Fankhauser said it was a matter of profound regret that the company had gone out of business.
That's Reuters' Caroline Malone reporting. Indonesian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured as fresh unrest erupted in Indonesia's troubled Papua region on Monday. Some victims were burned to death in buildings set ablaze by protesters. Papua, on the western half of New Guinea Island, has been gripped by weeks of violent protests fueled by anger over racism. And on Sunday, a visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now defunct peace negotiations with the United States. President Trump shut down the talks 2 weeks ago. VOA News.